AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. She's standing for God. That's what the husband of Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis says about her decision to defy the Supreme Court and refuse to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. AP correspondent Adam Beam is in Kentucky.
They're humiliated. That's the word they keep using. They keep coming back to the courthouse, and there's media everywhere, TV cameras, photographers, reporters, and they stand there and are rejected. One couple, David Ermold and David Moore, were holding each other, standing on the steps as some protesters on the other side chanted for Davis to stand firm.
Stand firm! Stand firm!
The gay couples who showed up to get licenses today are going back to court tomorrow. David Ermold, one of the men who showed up at the clerk's office today, hoping to get a marriage license to marry his partner.
We're going
to
fight her, and we're going to keep pushing.
Pope Francis says he is allowing all priests to absolve women of what he calls the sin of abortion in the new year. The church calls it the year of mercy. In a letter published today by the Vatican, the Pope says the women can be forgiven if they repent. The Dow lost 335 points as soon as the bell rang this morning. More signs of weakness in China's economy are sending global stock markets sharply lower. Teddy Weisberg is the president of Seaport Securities, and he's trying to be calm.
I've been doing this for 50 years. You have good months, and you have bad months. I mean, overall, the market's had a spectacular move since the trading lows of 2009.
He says you have to put these gloomy performances into perspective. The Dow is down 357 points at the moment. A group of passengers traveling together on a Southwest Airlines flight started acting up, according to the airline. The pilot diverted the plane to Texas. Law enforcement took six people into custody. This is AP Radio News. A DeKalb County, Georgia police officer was shot and critically wounded last night when he and two other officers responded to a call of a suspicious person. But without a specific address, they turned up at the wrong house, according to authorities. The homeowner was also shot and wounded and his dog killed in what Police Chief Cedric Alexander is calling a complicated shooting.
Officers did identify themselves, but what happened after that is yet to be determined.
Chief Alexander talked to WSB-TV. Tonight, Missouri will execute a man for randomly targeting a 15-year-old girl, kidnapping her from her own driveway while she waited for the school bus. Ann Harrison was raped, stabbed repeatedly, her body stuffed in the trunk of a stolen car. And that car was found 3 days later. A man in jail for robbery who wanted a $10,000 reward led police to Roderick Nunley, say authorities. An accomplice was executed last year. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.